Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the TL Type S with a 286-horsepower V6 and real-time traffic alerts. Learn more at Acura.com.
Hey, Don, when you were a kid, did you ever take a magnifying glass outside on a sunny day and burn holes through paper and stuff?
Sure, Yael. It was always pretty cool to get that spot of sunlight hot enough to actually burn something.
Well, scientists are working on ways to use ultrasound to do the same thing inside the body.
Wait a sec. I thought ultrasound is what doctors use to look inside the bellies of pregnant women and make sure the fetus is doing okay.
It is, of course, but that's not all ultrasound can do. Let's say someone's been in a bad car accident and is brought into the emergency room with a punctured lung.
Okay.
Normally, doctors would have to open the patient up and move the ribs aside in order to patch up the lung. But scientists at the University of Washington in Seattle are experimenting with high-intensity ultrasound waves that could be used to mend internal wounds without doing surgery.
How?
It's not much different from concentrating light through a magnifying glass. They focus the ultrasound waves on an internal wound, creating enough heat to cauterize the puncture.
Kind of like a welder fuses metal.
Exactly. It's just enough heat to seal the wound, but not so much that it burns the surrounding tissue.
So does this actually work?
The researchers haven't done tests on people yet, but the technique works quite well on animals. In a few years, ultrasound technology could revolutionize how doctors treat punctured lungs and other damaged organs.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
Today's program was prepared by Jeremy Shear with help from Sharam Vaizai at the University of Washington, Seattle.
There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amos.indiana.edu. To get podcasts, click on the podcast button. Once again, our web address, amos.indiana.edu, and for podcasts, click on the podcast button. For a moment of science, I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.